This is the Life Songs Blogcast. Hey, I'm JoJo, and this is my blog called Deeper. Did you get a chance over the 4th of July weekend to sail away on a cruise and go on a really fun excursion like scuba diving? Maybe you have plans to take a cruise before the school year starts back up again. That'll be nice. Something you've probably already done a lot of this summer, or your kids have, is swimming. You most likely took full advantage of the pool on the deck of the cruise boat. I totally would have. But when you are first taught to swim, you stay on the surface of the water and you basically doggy paddle your way around. You have to learn all the basics of moving your arms and legs and even breathing underwater. Much like when you first become a Christian, developing your trust in the Lord is a process and it takes time. You must first learn to crawl before you can walk or even run. Then you become a little more acclimated to your surroundings and begin to start getting a little more adventurous. At first, you might be able to swim to the bottom of 3 feet, then 5, then 6, and pretty soon, when you are extremely confident, you swim to the bottom of, say, 8 feet. But regardless of how awesome a swimmer you are, once you reach a certain depth in the water, you need breathing equipment. Think of like deep sea diving. You need a diving mask, a wetsuit, fins, scuba tank, depth and pressure gauge, a compass, a dive computer, and a regulator, which actually makes it possible for you to breathe under extreme water pressure. All of these things help to keep you alive when you reach intense depths. Without them, your body would not survive. But the deeper you dive, the more help you need from another source to assist you to breathe and to see and to function. Think about when divers reach a point underwater where they can't even see anymore because of how dark it gets. It's pitch black. It's much like your relationship with the Lord. The deeper you go, the more you need to rely on His strength, His ability, His peace, and His word, because that's the only way to survive the pressures of this life. There are magnificent creatures that glow that live only in that deep ocean zone. If you don't reach that level, you aren't able to witness their beauty. You may not be able to see the road ahead of you, but God's got the GPS, and there are magnificent things just waiting for you to see and experience as you grow deeper and deeper in your love for Christ. Are you ready to dive in? You won't want to turn back.